Sairam, dear listeners, till now you have heard the live Telugu broadcast Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandeshi Jhari. And again, this is Ganesh signing in back and inviting you all to this week's Vedam Tutor. Before we go into the class, as such, we have an important announcement to make. In view of the changed timings of the evening sessions of the Sai Kulwanth Hall, which will be starting at 5 p.m. with the regular Vedam recital, the Radio Sai Vedam Tutor that was scheduled after the bhajans is being shifted from 6:15 to 4:15 p.m. to 4:45 p.m. That is immediately after the live Telugu broadcast. I repeat, in view of the changed timings of the evening sessions of the Sai Kulwanth Hall, which will be starting at 5 p.m. instead of 4:30 p.m. with the regular Vedam recital, the Radio Sai Vedam Tutor that was scheduled after the bhajans at 6:15 is being shifted to 4:15 p.m. to 4:45 p.m. that is immediately after the live Telugu broadcast. Now, without much delay, I invite Praveena sir to continue with the next stanza, that is the 9th Anuvaka of Rudram. Over to Praveena sir.
Gananantva Ganapati Gumhavamahe Kavim Kavinamupamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmadam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvan Otivissidhasadhanam Prano Devi Sarasvati Vaje Virvajinivate Dhenama Vitryavadvatu Ganeshaya Namaha Sarasvatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.
Sairam, to all of you, before we go further, we'll just revise the last time's Anuvaka in the Rudram. That is, Om Hara 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 Om Namas Somaya Charudraja. We'll chant together. Om
Hara 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 Om Namah Somaya Cha Rudraya Cha Namah Samraya Cha Runaya Cha Namah Shangaya Cha Pashupataye Cha Namah Ugraya Cha Bhimaya Cha Namo Agre Vathaya Cha Dure Vathaya Cha Namo Hantre Cha Haniyase Cha Namo Vrikshebhyo Harikeshebhyo Namastaraya Namah Shambhave Cha Mayobhave Cha Namah Shankaraya Cha Mayaskaraya Cha Namah Shivaya Cha Shivataraya Cha Namah Tirthyaya Cha Kulyaya Cha Namah Varyaya Cha Varyaya Cha Namah Pratarana Chottarana Cha Namah Adhadhyaya Cha Ladhyaya Cha Namah Shashpyaya Cha Penyaya Cha Namah Sikatyaya Cha Pravakhyaya Cha.
We'll proceed with the 9th Anuvaka. Please repeat after me. Namah Erinyaya Cha Prapathyaya Cha
Nama Erinyaya Cha Prapathyaya Cha Nama Erinyaya Cha Prapathyaya Cha
Namah Kegum Shilaya Cha Kshayanaya Cha
Namah Kegum Shilaya Cha Kshayanaya Cha Namah Kegum Shilaya Cha Kshayanaya Cha
Namah Kapardine Cha Pulasthaya Tye cha
namah kapardine cha pulastaye cha Namah kapardine cha pulastaye cha.
Namo goshtyaya cha grihyaya cha.
Namo goshtyaya cha grihyaya cha. Namo goshtyaya cha grihyaya cha.
Namastalpyaya cha gehyaya cha.
Namastalpyaya cha gehyaya cha. Namastalpyaya cha gehyaya cha.
Namah katyaya cha gahvareshthaya cha.
Namah katyaya cha gahvareshthaya cha. Namah katyaya cha gahvareshthaya cha.
After visarga, ka follows. That's why namah ka, that extra stress will come on such occasions. Namah katyaya cha gahvareshthaya cha.
Namah katyaya cha gahvareshthaya cha.
Namo hradayaya cha niveshpyaya cha.
Namo hradayaya cha niveshpyaya cha. Namo hradayaya cha niveshpyaya cha.
Can you chant Satyanarayana, this particular line?
Namo oh hridayaya cha niveshpyaya cha.
Yes, you chant.
Namo oh hridayaya cha niveshpyaya cha.
Yes, here please don't give the touch hridaya. It's not hridaya or the heart is referring to. Ra. Namo oh hridayaya cha niveshpyaya cha.
Namo hradayaya cha niveshpyaya cha.
Namah pagum savyaya cha rajasyaya cha.
Namah pagum savyaya cha rajasyaya cha. Namah pagum savyaya cha rajasyaya cha.
Namah shushkyaya cha harityaya cha.
Namah shushkyaya cha harityaya cha. Namah shushkyaya cha harityaya cha.
Yes, can you chant this particular line?
Namah shushkyaya cha harityaya cha.
Yes, you chant.
Namah shushkyaya cha harityaya cha.
Yes, good. You can see here, sha and second one, shushka. It's not shushka, but shushka. You're supposed to slightly roll the tongue and then chant. So it become Namah shushkyaya cha harityaya cha.
Namah shushkyaya cha harityaya cha.
So this is the difference between sha and sha. Shankara sha. But purusha purusha. You're supposed to roll the tongue and chant that particular sha. So here Namah shushkyaya shushkya. First sha is like Shankara sha. But second one, Purusha Sha. So it becomes Namah shushkyaya cha harityaya cha.
Namah shushkyaya cha harityaya cha.
Namo lopyaya cho lapyaya cha.
Namo lopyaya cho lapyaya cha. Namo lopyaya cho lapyaya cha.
Nama urvyaya cha surmyaya cha.
Nama urvyaya cha surmyaya cha. Nama urvyaya cha surmyaya cha.
Nama parnyaya cha parnashadyaya cha.
Nama parnyaya cha parnashadyaya cha.
Namah parnyaya cha parnashadyaya cha. Can you chant Satyanarayana this?
Namah parnyaya cha parnashadyaya cha.
Yes, can you tell me whether dhya is up or ya syllable carries the intonation upward?
Dhya.
Dhya is up. So, obviously here, the swarita is on dhya. So it becomes Namah parnyaya cha parnashadyaya cha. Chant together.
Namah parnyaya cha parnashadyaya cha.
Again.
Namah parnyaya cha parnashadhyaya cha.
Namo paguramanaya cha bhignate cha.
Namo paguramanaya cha bhignate cha. Namo paguramanaya cha bhignate cha.
Namah akhidate cha prakhidate cha.
Namah akhidate cha prakhidate cha. Namah akhidate cha prakhidate cha.
Since kha is mahaprana here, little extra punch has to be given in such conditions. Namah akhidate cha prakhidate cha.
Namah akhidate cha prakhidate cha.
Namo vahkirikebhyo devanagam hridayebhyah.
Namo vahkirikebhyo devanagam hridayebhyah.
Listen properly, even visarga followed by ka. Okay, you'll get the ka sound here. Namo vahkirikebhyo devanagam hridayebhyah.
Namo vahkirikebhyo devanagam hridayebhyah.
Namo vikshinakebhyo devanagam hridayebhyah.
Namo vikshinakebhyo devanagam hridayebhyah.
Namo vichinvatkebhyo devanagam hridayebhyah.
Namo vichinvatkebhyo devanagam hridayebhyah.
Yes. Now we'll chant the whole sentence together, this one. Namo vahkirikebhyo devanagam hridayebhyo. Namo vikshinakebhyo. Namo vichinvatkebhyah.
Namo vahkirikebhyo devanagam hridayebhyo. Namo vikshinakebhyo. Namo vichinvatkebhyah.
Again.
Namo vahkirikebhyo devanagam hridayebhyo. Namo vikshinakebhyo. Namo vichinvatkebhyah.
Nama anirhatebhyo. Nama amivat kebhyah.
Nama anirhatebhyo. Nama amivatkebhyah.
Nama
anirhatebhyo. Nama amivatkebhyah.
We'll chant the whole anuvaka together. Nama irinyaya cha prapachyaya cha. Nama
kegshilaya cha kshayanaya cha. Nama kapardine cha pulastaye cha. Namo goshthyaya cha grihyaya cha. Namastalpyaya cha gehyaya cha. Nama katyaya cha gahvareshthaya cha. Namo hradayaya cha niveshpyaya cha. Nama pavum savyaya cha rajasyaya cha. Nama shushkyaya cha harityaya cha. Namo lopyaya cholapyaya cha. Nama urvyaya cha surmyaya cha. Nama parnyaya cha parnashadhyaya cha. Namo paguramanaya cha bhignate cha. Nama akhidate cha prakhidate cha. Namo vakkirikebhyo devanagam hridayebhyo. Namo vikshinakebhyo. Namo vichinvatkebhyo. Nama anirhatebhyo. Nama amivatkebhyah.
Yes. Now, if this anuvaka has to be chanted swasti-wise, do you know how to chant it? Yes. I think you try two boys chanting each part, so it becomes swasti. So, Satyanarayan, you also both of you chant the first part of the sentence, or the first line, and next part you will chant. So, it becomes swasti. We will start swasti-wise chanting of the same paragraph.
Nama irinyaya cha prapachyaya cha. Namah Kegum Shilaya Chakshayanaya Cha
Namah Kapardine Cha Pulastaye Cha
Namo Goshtyaya Cha Grihyaya Cha
Namastalpyaya Cha Gehyaya Cha
Namah Katyaya Cha Gahvareshthaya Cha
Namo Hradayaya Cha Niveshpyaya Cha
Namah Pagum Savyaya Cha Rajasyaya Cha
Namah Shushkyaya Cha Harityaya Cha
Namo Lopyaya Cha Lapyaya Cha
Namah Urvyaya Cha Surmyaya Cha
Namah Parnyaya Cha Parnashadyaya Cha
Namo Paguramanaya Cha Bhignate Cha
Namah Akhidate Cha Prakhidate Cha
Namo Vakkirike Bhyo Deva Nagum Hridaye Bhyaha
Namo Vikshinake Bhyo Deva Nagum Hridaye Bhyaha
Namo Vichinvatke Bhyo Deva Nagum Hridaye Bhyaha
Namah Anirhake Bhyo Namah Ami Vatke Bhyaha
Yes, it's good. I think we'll chant once more the whole Hanuvaka more clearly, slowly.
Nama Erinyaya Cha Prapathyaya Cha Nama Kegum Shilaya Cha Kshayanaya Cha Nama Kapardine Cha Pulastaye Cha Namo Goshtyaya Cha Grihyaya Cha Namastalpyaya Cha Gehyaya Cha Nama Katyaya Cha Gahvareshthaya Cha Namo Hradayaya Cha Niveshpyaya Cha Namah Pagum Savyaya Cha Rajasyaya Cha Namah Shushkyaya Cha Harityaya Cha Namo Lopyaya Cha Lapyaya Cha Namah Urvyaya Cha Surmyaya Cha Namah Parnyaya Cha Parnashadyaya Cha Namo Paguramanaya Cha Bhignate Cha Namah Akhidate Cha Prakhidate Cha Namo Vakkirike Bhyo Deva Nagum Hridaye Bhyo Namo Vikshinake Bhyo Namo Vichinvatke Bhyo Namah Anirhate Bhyo Namah Ami Vatke Bhyaha
Om
Shanti Shanti Shanti
yes. Last time I had asked two questions. Anybody has made attempt to know the answers for these questions?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me the question? Which are the questions I asked last time?
The question that was asked last time was, when and where was Veda Purusha
Saptaha Jnana Yajna
was conducted first time.
Yes. Can you give the answer?
It was conducted on October 6th, 1961 yes. In Puttaparthi.
In Puttaparthi, do you know the location exactly? Where is the location? Anybody knows?
Pathamandir.
Yes. You can see, it was for the first time in the year, as I said, 1961, in the presence of Swami, it was conducted, and it was all by Swami's grace. It is something like inauguration of the whole big process. And even for a long period of time, this sacred act of conducting Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna continued afterwards. Anybody knows what is the meaning of Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna? What is the meaning of this particular big term given to this holy activity? Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna. Saptaha means
seven days.
Jnana Yajna.
For knowledge, it's the sacrifice made to Veda Purusha, that is Vishnu himself.
Yes.
For means we are praying him to give us the knowledge.
Saptaha Jnana Yajna. It's a Jnana Yajna. Means Yajna which is supposed to give the highest wisdom to everybody. So, we even when Swami had started, you must have learnt about this. During those days, Swami used to organize the huge sessions with the pandits, scholars. And really, a lot of wisdom used to come out. Apart from the highest wisdom which Swami used to give in form of blessings to everybody, even devotees used to enjoy the lot of scholarship, lot of wisdom, knowledge that used to come out from the mouth of these great scholars, Vedic scholars. That's how it started. And it got continued also. As all of you know, Ananto Vai Vedaha. Vedas are said to be infinite. And obviously the knowledge is also infinite. The very word Veda has been taken or derived from the root word in Veda. Sanskrit, vid, which means to know. So, Veda means knowledge. So obviously, the Vedas, which are said to be infinite, Ananto Vai Veda, is a very ocean of knowledge. And even to get part of this infinite knowledge, one has to be really fortunate. So that was the aim and objective with which Veda Purushas Saptaha Janajna started. And Swami used to bless everybody during such occasions. Yes. And here, may I ask one or two more questions to you, for which I am sure you will be able to find out the answer when you come for the next session. Who has composed these Vedic mantras? How many Vedic mantras are there? Simple answer, but really it is very profound answer, and you have to find out answer for these questions, and I'm sure you'll be able to get the answer for these questions when you come for the next session. Is any questions to be asked?
Sir, why is it called Rudra Prashna, sir? Prashna means question. So, like, there is no question in the Vedam, as we see. But why is it called Rudra Prashna?
Yes. Rudram is also called Namakam. And other part is Chamakam. So Namakam plus Chamakam put together forms the Sri Rudra Prashna, which is also called Rudradhyaya. So you can see both put together, which contains Namakam, where the Ghora form of Rudra is praised here, and Chamakam, Aghora form, is praised. So Rudram and Chamakam, Namakam and Chamakam put together constitute Sri Rudram, Rudradhyaya, Shatarudriya, or as synonyms. And since we have got various anuakas or various paragraphs which are given here in these mantras, both Rudram and Chamakam, and these paragraphs are also mentioned to be or also called Prashnas. In fact, in some of the Upanishads, they are not named as anuakas, but they are named as Prashnas. So since they do exist in the form of various paragraphs which are named to be Prashnas, so both Rudram and, or you can say both Namakam and Chamakam, which is called Rudradhyaya or Shatarudriya or Sri Rudram, okay, it's also called Sri Rudra Prashna. Okay. Both are said to be very sacred mantras, very powerful mantras, and very frequently chanted mantras, and supposed to give lot of power to the person and also to the listeners of this particular mantra. I think we'll wind up the session with, is any other question to be asked?
Sir, why is it also called Shatarudriya, sir?
Shatarudriya refers to the various forms of Rudra. Shata refers to, as all of you know, 100. See, hundreds of forms of Rudra are being worshipped in various forms. Means Rudra, Lord Rudra, is being worshipped or being praised or being referred to as in this particular Rudram and Chamakam. Hundreds of forms in both animate, inanimate objects. So that's why it's also named to be Shatarudriya. Lord Rudra, who is having so many names, hundreds of forms. Okay, that's how it's called Chaturvedi. So we'll wind up the session with Yadakshara Pada Brashtam. Om
Yadakshara Pada Brashtam Matra Heenam Tu Yad Bhavet Tat Sarvam Chamyatam Deva Narayana Namostute Visarga Bindu Matrani Pada Padaksharani Cha Nyunani Chati Riktani Kshamasvasaishwara Aparadha Sahasrani Kriyante Harnishanmaya Daso Yamiti Mamartva Kshamasvasaishwara Anyatha Sharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Mama Tasmat Karunya Bhavena Raksha Raksha Saishwara Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Saishwara Arpanamastu.
Sairam, dear listeners, join me in thanking Praveena sir for this wonderful Vedam tutor. And dear listeners, we hope you had the opportunity to join the Vedam tutor and also benefit from it. And for those of you who have been learning the Shri Rudram for the past couple of weeks with Praveena sir, it would be wonderful for you to join the Vedam chanting, which will start in about 15 minutes from now when we bring to you the live broadcast from the Sai Kulwant Hall. Dear listeners, as we had mentioned to you earlier, the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall from today is going to be half an hour delayed. That is, the Vedam chanting will start at 5 o'clock. This has been the practice in Prashanta Nilayam, where the timings for the evening prayer session is delayed by half an hour during the summer months, so that to inconvenience the devotees a little less because of the growing heat in the summer months in Prashanta Nilayam. So in about 15 minutes from now, we will be having live broadcast of the Vedam chanting from the Sai Kulwant Hall. Dear listeners, the aarti after bhajans will be at 6:30 p.m. this evening, following which at around 6:45 you will be joined by Brother Bishu from the studios of Radio Sai, and he will take you through the bhajan tutor, and that will be followed by other programs in our Thursday live schedule. We hope you've been enjoying all our programs we have offered you thus far, so please stay tuned, and in about 15 minutes from now you will listen to live Vedam chanting from Sai Kulwant Hall. Till then, stay tuned. Happy listening.